SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Federal judge blocking Elon Musk temporarily from accessing sensitive Treasury Department records. Here's correspondent Donna Border.
19 Democratic attorneys general have sued President Donald Trump in federal court in New York City, alleging the Trump administration allowed Musk's team access to the Treasury Department's central payment system in violation of federal law. The payment system handles tax refunds, Social Security benefits, veterans benefits, and much more. Engelmeyer, who was appointed by President Barack Obama, also says anyone prohibited from having access to the sensitive information since January 20th must immediately destroy all copies of material downloaded from Treasury Department systems. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump said Friday he is firing members of the Board of Trustees for the Kennedy Center and naming himself chairman.
The president also indicated that he will use the post to dictate programming at one of the nation's premier cultural institutions. Trump wrote on social media Friday, quote, that in my direction, we are going to make the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. great again. He says the current chairman, philanthropist David Rubenstein, is among those who, quote, do not share our vision for a golden age in arts and culture. He says, quote, we will soon announce a new board with an amazing chairman, Donald J. Trump. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson says enemies all around the world continue to target Israel.
They're having to ward off Hezbollah in the north. They're having to respond to Houthi attacks in Tel Aviv. And they fended off a historic watershed direct attack from Iran itself, a regime that is allied with Russia and China.
In the meantime, Hamas releasing three Israeli hostages early today, and Israel freed 183 Palestinian prisoners in the fifth exchange of the ceasefire. This is SRN News. A Virginia teacher getting her job back.
Montgomery County Public Schools removed the woman from the substitute list after she posted comments on her private social media account expressing opposition to transgenderism. Liberty Council, a Christian legal group, sent a demand letter to school officials pointing out that they cannot fire a teacher for statements made privately off the job. The woman has since been reinstated, and the district avoided what Liberty Council calls a, quote, potentially costly mistake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Government memo aimed at implementing President Trump's order rolling back promotion of transgenderism, rippling through Uncle Sam's government. Agencies are moving quickly to strip gender ideology from websites, contracts, emails, and more. Office of Personnel Management has directed agency heads to have staff remove pronouns from all government emails. This is SRN News. Pennsylvania GOP Senator Dave McCormick says he agrees with Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman that his party may have a hard time ever regaining the support of male voters.
Well, I think if they continue down this progressive path of policies that don't help working families and a progressive agenda that they're arguing for, boys competing in women's sports, they're not going to win working families.
Fetterman said in a podcast this week that his party may never be able to regain the support of the male voters. He says if that's true, it has a lot to do with the party's leftist policies.
Those policies are bankrupt, and I think the American people see it. So unless they do a big turnabout, I think it's going to be looking good for Republicans for years to come.
Senator McCormick was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. More details at SRNNews.com.